This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tuesday, and I don't know about you, I feel a little cheated that all these other states get to participate in what's going on, and we've not had our say. So you know what? Let's go to it today. Let's have our own little Super Tuesday. Are you okay with that? Let's do it. Come on. It's the least we can do. Hi, friends. Scott Hennon here. Host of the program we call What's On Your Mind for a very simple reason. It's the name of the show because we want to know what is on your mind. A lot of shows that I've done over the past years, and many that still exist, tend to be, you know, get this person on and let them go on and on and on and try and make you think that way or what, you know. Tell you what I think myself, or what I'm much more interested in what you think. It is so fun. The favorite shows I have here is when I really get a sense of where the audience is at on an issue. Now, if I was to guess, most of last year, this was Trump country. You folks were on this Trump bandwagon very, very early on. A lot of Trump fans. Now, I believe the reason for that is because of frustration in the status quo and the establishment. And I think Donald Trump is as successful as much for whatever he brings to this race. You know, maybe his business acumen and success in the past and showmanship, right? A lot of things that you could point to that he brings. I would say they play a role, but not the primary role. I think Donald Trump is a product of really a failure of the Republican leadership to meet the expectations of the voters, the faithful, to speak for them, to do what it is we want. So that's why our audience, I would say, was pretty big Trump country. Now, come about December, January, it was more Cruz. I would actually say Cruz might have been. In fact, we took that straw poll, you remember, when we had 60-some listeners on a trip to New York City from all across North Dakota. And I took that as a pretty good sampling. Not a big number, but again, a good idea, because it came from everywhere of where our listeners were at. Cruz won that rather handily. Interestingly enough, I'd have to go back and look, but I think it was Cruz, Rubio, Trump. Carson was pretty close in there as well. But of late, the bloom seems to be coming off the Trump rose a little bit here, and we're sort of all over the map. Rubio has snuck up in there. Carson comes up in there. Cruz seems to have fallen off, but Trump's up there. All of that I just gave you is unscientific. It's my gut reading you. It'd be like if I had taken a tally every time I talked to somebody over the last 5-6 months, what did they say? Who did they look to be leaning for? That is what I just dumped on you. I want to throw that all out the window, wipe that chalkboard clean, and find out today, Super Tuesday, who you support and why. Who's got your support and why right now? And if you're bored with this presidential race and don't want to weigh in, you can certainly do the governor's race. You can do that as well. In fact, there's a big debate Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Yeah, there's actually a Republican presidential debate as well. I think that's at 8 or something, but at 7. The North Dakota Republican Party is hosting a debate. Wayne Stenson, the Attorney General. Rick Becker, State Rep from Bismarck. And Doug Burgum, all three throwing their hand in the race for the Republican nomination for governor, will be on the stage debating. Should be fun. Should be a great time. Really looking forward to that. And if you want to weigh in on that today on the Super Tuesday, you can do that too. Okay? Here's how you do it. 800-228-0550. We already have people doing this. I'm going to dedicate this whole hour to it, so I want to get right to it. Who are you for and why? Okay? Today. And if you've changed or, you know, evolved and switched horses for whatever reason, we heard that from some people, then that's okay, too. 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday on What's On Your Mind, we're brought to you in part by PVE Scheffler, the folks that provide a wide range of expertise and solutions to the oil and gas industry. They know civil engineering, surveying, planning, regulatory permitting, exploration, production services. Highly competitive energy business, they are the guys and the gals, the professionals at PVE Scheffler, known to possess high professional integrity and a trusted partner to many energy companies. So call them at PVE Scheffler today, 701-628-4554, or visit them online at pvescheffler.com. They have a title mapping team that's incredible, too. I mean, a team of attorneys and surveyors and GIS specialists and industry experts, so doing a lot of that, too. pvescheffler.com. Okay. Full bank of calls, so let's get right to it and find out on this Super Tuesday, who gets your vote and why on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Mark, let the games begin. Who you like?
Hey, I would be a Carson Cruz supporter, kind of in that order for president. Dignity, intelligence at the head with Carson. And just think of Cruz being sitting as president pro tem of the Senate himself, leading that group.
So when you say Carson Cruz, you're saying my presidential vote is for Carson and I hope he picks Ted Cruz for a VP kind of deal?
That's the way I would look at it.
All right. So the five that are still in there, obviously, is who we're looking at here. Carson, Cruz, Kasich, Trump, Rubio. I'm going to put you down as a Carson vote, Mark, just so we can keep tabs here. Appreciate it. Gladstone, North Dakota, and Maureen on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Who's got your vote on the Super Tuesday, Maureen? How are you?
Super Tuesday, I have to vote for Hillary because the only other choice looks like it's going to be Trump.
So you're saying you normally would be inclined to vote as a conservative or Republican?
I look at the candidate and who's
right, you just look at the best candidate, and you're saying because Trump's going to be the nominee, you'd have to go for Hillary.
Absolutely.
And by the way, I didn't mention that, but you obviously can vote for a Democrat, too. We still have Bernie Sanders in the race and Hillary as well. We're going to put Maureen down as
Hillary.
I'll put you down as a Hillary voter. So what do you not like about Trump that would cause you to go back to Hillary as a swing voter?
He's real cute and funny and entertaining, but he is not presidential material.
Got it. Okay.
He should be on a late night show.
All right, Maureen, thank you. Bert in Bismarck, you're up. Who's got your vote on Super Tuesday?
Good morning, Scott. I'm a Ted Cruz supporter, but I just want my two cents on why Donald Trump is resonating and what has caused the rise of him. I think two things, Barack Obama and then the American people on midterms and the elections are trying to do everything they can to put Republicans in control of House and Senate in areas that they can to at least slow him down or put some halt to him, and they haven't done any of it. And why he's resonating is he's a fighter right out of the gate, and he isn't scared to pick a fight with anybody. And now I find it quite funny that somewhat of the establishment is trying to play his game with it of picking a fight with him, and it's not working. And the other thing that has caused the rise is the Republican establishment themselves, because they've done nothing to try to stop Barack Obama and taking this country in a different direction.
Yeah, for all the fits they're having, they ought to look in the mirror. I'm totally with you there.
Absolutely.
No, he is a product of an enormous amount of frustration, without question. Bert, appreciate the call. Thank you. Got you down as Cruz. You can vote for the presidential race, Republican, Democratic candidates left in on Super Tuesday, or the governor's race as well. Have at it today. We're keeping tally. Steve in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I am going and supporting and have from the beginning Ted Cruz. He's the only one that has stood on the principles, has not flip-flopped, and has supported the Constitution. He's our last chance.
And if Cruz is a no-go, do you go over to the Trump side? What happens if Cruz doesn't win and it's Trump?
I have been flip-flopping with that. I am torn. I don't like Donald Trump. He has supported the people and has gotten us to where we're at right now. But it would be better to have him than it would be Hillary or Bernie.
Amen. So, appreciate the call. I don't get folks that are going that way, but, you know, it's interesting. There's a lot of anybody but Trump here still early on. Ray in Northwood, what's your Super Tuesday vote?
Hi, good morning, Scott. This is Roy.
Hey, Roy.
Vote for Cruz. She's the only conservative in the race. I get a kick out of all the conservatives over the years that sat and bitched about not getting a true conservative, and when they get one, they dump them. Fox News is a good one for that.
They are indeed. Roy, hang on. We'll finish this on the other side of the break. I'm up against the break. Don't go away, Roy, okay? And Sally and others, welcome at 800-228-0550.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is, this day and age, hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on the, you know, in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub, and it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And, you know, love today is spelled T-I-M-E. And that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, you know, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real. Alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see him. Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Donald, I would ask you, stand with us. Let's unite and come together as a party and say we're not going to nominate a New York City liberal who has supported liberal policies, who agrees with Hillary Clinton on issue after issue after issue.
Will that resonate tonight on Super Tuesday? It's sort of really the last firewall. There's about 600 delegates up, and a lot of folks believe if Trump wins a majority of those, there's no turning back here. Just from simple math on the path to 1,200-plus delegates to be the nominee of the Republican Party. Can he make the case? Why isn't that case working against Trump? Because I hear a lot of you saying, I'm for Cruz, I'm for Carson, I'm for Hillary because of Trump. But, you know, why isn't it working? Tell me what your Super Tuesday vote is today at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. I want to tell you before you tell me about your Super Tuesday vote about B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. You know, Verizon is that name you know and trust because it's America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And B-Mobile is a local family-owned company. If you're not a member of the Verizon family, they want you in the family. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. Now is the time to join. You can get unstuck from your current carrier by visiting B-Mobile. Switch to Verizon. They'll give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. See store for complete details. B-Mobile is everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, and beyond, in locations near you across North Dakota, in Bismarck and in Fargo, in Detroit Lakes and in Grand Forks, in Jamestown and Valley City and Wahpeton. Find a location near you. Visit bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. 922. So, Roy, we weren't finished, but you shared your love of Cruz, and were telling us a little bit about Trump and why he is what he is. What else did you want to say, sir?
Well, I think the interest in guys like Trump and Bernie Sanders, our younger generation, seems like they tend to hold on entertainment value and not any substance or anything anymore. And I think part of the reason for that is if you look at anybody 40 and under, have never grown up with a conservative government. They have no clue what it is and why it works. And so they really don't do any homework on it. They just go on the entertainment channel and, you know, you get like Bernie Sanders and Trump, all the circuses in town, everybody loves it. But I think if he gets to general election, if you do your homework between him and Hillary, you're voting on gender.
Roy, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from Northwood. Good part of the world. Gave us some great
leaders. Thank you, Scott.
You bet. Enoch Thorsgaard, one of my favorites, up there at Sunrise Acres. That's Northwood Country. Keith Bierke and others as well. All right, let's see here who's next. Oh, here's a call that came in during the break. Why is it a Super Tuesday to you?
Good morning. Super Tuesday. Just ordered my tickets for the North Dakota State Fair concert. Yes, July 30th. Got two good seats. Super Tuesday, man. Have a good day.
That sounds like fun. And by the way, the fair put out a release here the other day that said, buy your tickets from the fair at ndstatefair.com. They've evidently been having some issues with inflated prices and invalid tickets from unauthorized ticket sellers. So don't mess around. This was this year. Companies were selling 2016 state fair tickets for higher prices. So they said, buy them from us. And KISS, good ticket. Good idea. Whatever makes you think this is a Super Tuesday, whether that's weighing in on who your candidate is, or something else, let us know today on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Jamie, how's things?
Hey, good. It's going great, Scott. I got a couple points I'll try to make quick here. I like Rubio, Cruz, and Trump, but, you know, if I'm going to pick one, I'm going to go with Rubio because I think he's the most electable, and other than his Gang of Eight deal, the guy's really conservative. So that's if I had to pick, I would take Rubio, but, you know, this fall, whoever wins, believe me, they're going to have their yard sign is going to be in my front yard, be it Trump, Rubio, Cruz, or whoever. Now, I'm not going to whine and say I'm not going to support them because they're not my guy because, you know, when it comes to putting judges in power, we know what kind of judge Hillary is going to put in, right? She's going to appoint a liberal. Some people say Trump is. Trump says he'll still put in conservative judges. So I'm going to take my chances with Trump because Hillary, I know what kind of judge she's going to put in.
Yeah, and then, I, we cannot. We cannot overstate the importance of that one issue alone.
Exactly.
If for no other reason, if you're just holding your nose at Trump and don't like it and don't, you know, are worried about it, what's he going to do? Think about the Supreme Court, because at least he's told us there where he's at. He was great about Scalia,
yeah.
And I honestly, a switch flipped with me to say, okay, I needed to hear that from him on the Supreme Court, and we did because of the death of Antonin Scalia.
He names the two judges that he named that he would ask him to name. Put two names out that he would. They're a conservative judge. Yeah, he said his sister, but he also said he was half joking about that. So
yeah.
And one more thing here, quick, Scott. The lady who called in said she votes for the person. Okay, so let's say you vote for the person that you voted for, Kevin Cramer. You voted for Heidi. You just canceled your vote out. I got news for you. You don't. You can't vote for the person. They all got an ideology they follow. You know that. In my mind, she's a Democrat and just called in and said that. So I don't believe what she said there about voting for the person.
Yeah, the scary thing there is, again, as you say, you cancel your vote out, right? You put two people in there, they're going to go in with exactly the opposite viewpoints and not get what you hold near and dear. So you, in my mind, you know, you put the time in to find out where
that. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Jamie. Appreciate the call. Some good thoughts there. Rubio has a vote now. So Rubio, Carson, three actually for Cruz, Hillary. Poor Bernie has nothing. John Kasich, nothing. And Trump, nothing. Where's the Trump fans here? Come on. 800, and I'm not trying to goat you into voting for Trump. I just assume there's still a few out there, right? I think. Andrew in Jamestown, what's your Super Tuesday vote?
Hey, Scott. My vote for Super Tuesday is Ross Perot.
He's not on the ballot.
I'm writing him in.
You're writing him in?
Yep.
Why?
Because... at least with Ross Perot, you know, he was probably about as loud as Donald Trump ever was. But Donald Trump, there's something sticky about him that I just don't like. There's something about him with all his accusations and his flamboyancy that just rubs me the wrong way. And I'm not a Republican. I'm a Democrat, as you recall from previous conversations. So that's I'm struck out in North Dakota one way or the other anyways. But what I will say is this. Something about his accusations, and especially during that last debate, just did not sit well with me at all.
Who was the accusations directed at whom?
Well, I think the comment that most bothers me is he's, you know, all politicians are crooked and corrupt and liars. Well, as I recall, Trump made his millions as a real estate developer, which to me just boils down to a glorified salesman, which boils down to me as, well, someone that's going to extend the truth or, well, for lack of a better word, a liar.
Sure. Andrew, how about on the Democratic side, other than going for Ross Perot? You like either Sanders or Clinton?
Not really. I mean,
right.
You know what?
That tells us a fair amount, too. I got to go, Andrew, but I appreciate your comment. Love hearing from friends on the Democratic side as well. All right. Brad in Burke County, Sally in Grand Forks next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Puckett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Puckett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Puckett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been on the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Say this to people. Trump, in the National Review sense, is not a traditional conservative. Donald Trump doesn't get up in the morning and read Hayek or Friedman or anything. Donald Trump is an anti-left, anti-political correctness, anti-stupidity American nationalist. And he applies those four basic principles to try to figure out where he's going and what he's going to try to do. Sometimes that makes him complicated for conservatives because they have these cookie cutter, either you are for this, you're not for that. And I think I have pretty good credentials as a conservative. But I also think we're in a historic moment when 70% of the voters in the last national poll favor Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Dr. Ben Carson, 70%. Now, that says that the Republican Party base is saying to its so-called leadership, you aren't leading the way we want you to, and by better than 2-1, they're now picking outsiders over insiders.
Yeah.
Fascinating analysis from the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, there, a little bit on the Trump phenomenon and also on just the overall viewpoints of voters on this Super Tuesday and any other day. Hey, friends, Scott Hinnon here. Love to chat with you about your Super Tuesday votes, 800-228-0550. We're going to chat with someone who's been to Gitmo, a Grand Forks attorney, actually, who spent a number of years being part of the process of processing enemy combatants down there. He knows them firsthand, up close, what they've done. And we want to talk with him a little bit about the recent decision by the president to flat-out close Gitmo. So looking forward to that coming up here in just a little bit, and more of your calls as well. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. We have a great new deal, the 4-for-1 deal, which, by the way, is only for our listeners. You're not going to see this on late-night TV or Fox News Channel or any of the places you hear about MyPillow. This is an exclusive deal for our listeners, the classic 4-pack combo. For only $99.98. You receive two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. And the 2-for-1 deal on the premium pillow also still available, 50% off on that deal. Okay? Now, you get the 10-year warranty, the 69 money-back guarantee, all that comes with this. Simple as MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Super Tuesday. Who gets your vote? Let's go back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline and find out on the program today. Sally in Grand Forks, who gets your vote, Sally?
Ted Cruz, and I'll tell you why. Because he is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to get someone who keeps his word, who will run on, on the things he actually believes in and supports, who loves the country, and who respects the Constitution that we should all be respecting. If we did that, I don't think we'd be in any trouble. He wants to cut regulations and build the economy from the ground up rather than creating jobs. He understands that private sector creates jobs, not the government, and he will be a very strong president on the international stage.
All right, Sally, appreciate the insight and analysis. Got you down for Cruz. Cruz got an early lead here. Who's got your vote right now? I want to know. Brad in Burke County. What's on your mind? Brandon, are you there? No, I can hear you. What's on your mind?
I'm a Cruz Rubio supporter. I've always liked Cruz, and I think Rubio will be a good ticket. I figure if you could get Cruz in there for 8 years and then Rubio move in right behind you for another 8 years, I think we'd probably get this country straightened around.
So do you like the chances of Cruz and or Rubio, however they pair up against Trump right now?
Well, I just Trump's name recognition got him half of his votes already, just being on that reality TV show for all them years. I mean, all these young kids never heard of Rubio Cruz, these 20-some-year-olds, so, you know, they didn't. I just think that they're a lot of the voting. And then he says some stuff, you know, of course, makes people laugh, get all that stuff going. But I don't care for Trump. I don't think he can beat Hillary. Them two have been rubbing elbows out there in New York for way too many years. Who knows what she might have against him.
Brad, appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. I see Rob Porter, the Say Anything blog, has a poll on the governor's race, and we've been asking you as well to weigh in on that, if you'd like to today. Three-way race for the GOP nomination in the governor's race in North Dakota with Wayne Stengel, the Attorney General, Doug Burgum, and Rick Becker. And a new poll commissioned by North Dakota United, which would be the combined state public worker and teacher unions, and some bad news for Fargo businessman Doug Burgum, says Rob. His name recognition very, very low, and a strong majority of voters are saying they'd vote for his opponent, Attorney General Wayne Stengel. Favorable, unfavorable, 64-27 in Stengel's favor, I see. And let's suppose the Republican primary for governor was between Wayne Stengel and Doug Burgum. For whom would you vote? 59 for Stengel, 10 for Burgum, 31 saying they are unsure. All right? So it's I guess, interesting in that it's the first poll out there. And that doesn't surprise me, right? Because Doug Burgum is not known. Right now he's focusing on meeting delegates and getting his name out there. But outside of the valley, he's not known. He's not known by folks. So I think there was some internal polling they did, if I recall him saying, about his name ID that was higher than he thought it would be. But obviously this particular poll not bearing that out. But if you want to vote on that one too, hey, let us know. Love to hear from you. We're keeping tabs on that one too. Let's go to Hickson and Dan on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. This is fun. I'm having a good time today, folks. It's our own version of Super Tuesday, so let me know what you're thinking today. Who's got your vote? Dan, you're up.
Okay. I'd like to comment on this. And I look at it as a process of elimination. Dr. Ben Carson, I respect greatly. He has no political background, but I do respect him and his efforts. Kasich from Ohio, I think he's a suit. I can't support him. Donald Trump is getting a lot of publicity. The media loves him, which makes me suspicious. He has real close ties to some Democrats, which makes me suspicious. But I really have a problem with him because I don't know how he's going to vote. He has no voting record. He can talk the talk, but I do not know if he's going to walk the walk. A lot of unknown factors. I cannot take the risk of voting for an unknown such as Donald Trump. Leaves me as Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. I support Ted Cruz, vehemently support Ted Cruz. The reason is that both of them have good voting records, but Marco Rubio was one of the original members of the Gang of Eight that supported amnesty and path to citizenship. He also voted kill Senator Rand Paul's amendment to cut off foreign aid to Egypt when it was taken over by the Muslim Brotherhood. And those are two big factors that I think stand against Marco Rubio. Also, he voted for the TPA, and I oppose the TPA because it gave up too much to foreign countries.
All right, you thought about it a lot, Dan. Got your vote down. Appreciate it. Thank you. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Jim and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, definitely. I have two different points I kind of wanted to make in that stuff. You hear all these people calling in about Trump and that stuff. You hit it right on the head right away, Scott. these people, I mean, they're talking about voting records and everything like that. These politicians that are serving us right now are getting paid off to vote the way they want. If they have enough votes, they're going to vote some other way and that stuff. And I think people in the United States are just getting sick of it. And then as far as my second point is, being a Democrat, I would feel really guilty right now because all these superdelegates, they're not even letting you vote. They're not letting you vote. They're picking the nominee for themselves. So you going out to vote is pretty worthless. And I think that's why you're seeing Sanders go down the tooth, because a lot of people are seeing that the ED doesn't have, they're not going to get no votes.
Who has your vote?
Right now, I mean, I'm still looking at it and that stuff. Right now I would say Trump, because, people are just sick and tired of the establishment votes. I mean, everybody says, oh yeah, go look at this guy's record. Go look at that guy's record. Records don't mean nothing, because if they have enough votes and they can throw a vote this way to get some extra money, they're going to do that. And people are sick and tired of the way the establishment is set up.
Appreciate the call. And by the way, that superdelegate deal is real. In Minnesota tonight, 16 of the total. What is the total again in Minnesota on the GOP, on the Democratic side? I think 93 total delegates, 16 are superdelegates. So, David and Morehead, are you participating in the caucuses tonight? Minnesota?
Yes, I will be. Actually, my wife and my son are also attending tonight and in Morehead at the high school. I'm throwing my support for Donald Trump. I love the guy. He's a straight shooter, not scared to say what he wants to say, though I do know my wife is putting her vote towards Ben Carson. And my son, to my knowledge, is still undecided. So our family is split.
And is your son undecided between two particular candidates, or is he all over the map?
No, I think he's deciding between Rubio and Cruz. So we're completely split in our family. But I think I probably will go third party if it's Rubio. But I think pretty much any other person I would fully support.
Fascinating, David. Appreciate the call. Glad you're participating in the process tonight. I think that's important where you have the opportunity. We don't in North Dakota this year, unfortunately, but Minnesotans, we're living vicariously through you. Mike and Dickinson, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'd like to see Cruz in there if that all works out, but I think these Republicans just need to get their act together and unite behind Trump if he ends up being the nominee. You know, that old saying, do you want to be right or do you want to be married? Well, do you want to be right or do you want to have your country back, to some extent at least? So I think it's important that, you know, people, you know, line up behind Trump and get anyone but Hillary or Bernie in there. I think it's imperative for this.
Yeah. Again, going back to something we said earlier, the Supreme Court for no other reason. Doesn't mean that's your first choice. Obviously, you advocate for who you're for and explain the reasons why and try and bring as many people along with it. But if you don't get your person to say, I'm out of here, I'm done, obviously it's your right, but I just think it's politically dangerous and for the country dangerous. So I'm going to put you down as a Trump voter, I assume, since you're advocating that way.
Well, you know, I mean, I'd rather have Cruz. That'd be my first choice, but, you know, if it comes down to it,
I'll leave you at Cruz then. I got you over at Cruz in the first place. I just thought you were kind of going back and forth. You're just giving some sage advice that if it's not ultimately Cruz folks, go for Trump is what you're saying.
Well, I grew up in a very Republican family, and you know we've been Republican forever. But I mean, we got to line up and we got to take this office back from the Democrats. I mean, that's just all there is to it. So.
Fascinating. Good stuff. Thanks, Mike. Good to hear from the Western Edge in Dickinson today. John and Minot, Paul and Moorhead, still get a shot to vote. Lots of folks doing so on Facebook as well. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline welcomes your calls on this Super Tuesday. Who's got your vote? 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. From starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mr. Hannon, when I hear the name Donald Trump, two words come to mind. Jesse Ventura.
Not the first person to make that comparison. I've heard it as well. And thank you, by the way, for saying Mr. Hannon. That's completely unnecessary, just so you know. It is not necessary to call me Mr. Hannon. Scott will do. It really will. But nonetheless, I do appreciate it very much. PetroServe USA is one of our fine sponsors here. Place where you can fuel better, and they have some great deals all month long, like those hoodies, North Dakota or Minnesota hoodies. They're sharp, nice design, $14.99. Big old giant king size salted nut roll, 89 cents. Daily Express egg, tuna, or chicken salad sandwich, $2.29. And the 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. You get hot stuff, personal pan pizza. You get the 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4. It's a quick lunch. I do it many times. It's hot. It's good. Ooh, I love it. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you, okay? Let's check in with Paul in Moorhead here. Find out what's on his mind. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Well, I'm good, sir. How are you?
Oh, just peachy. Anyway, I was thinking I better call in. I am a Cruz supporter.
All right.
For all the reasons that Sally gave a while ago, no sense to repeat all of that. She covered it very well. I'm getting very tired of Trump. He has served a useful purpose, but I can't think of it. Everything seems to be degenerating right now, and it's getting so incredibly immature. But still, I've got to say I will be pushing for Trump tonight at the caucus.
All right. Are you going to be there, too? You're going to be there, like, making the case and trying to get your neighbors to come cruise his way?
Well, I'm going to be there. I'll do what I can.
All right, Paul. Thanks for sharing. Glad you called. Very much. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotlines waiting for your call, 800-228-0550. I mentioned this new poll that Rob Port got a hold of and has up at Say Anything Blog. This is actually a poll that North Dakota United put out, commissioned through DFM Research out of St. Paul. I know nothing about them, so I can't tell you as far as their credibility or anything. But the poll, and this is, again, the public education of public service unions, basically, has a presidential poll in it of North Dakotans, and asking if the presidential primary were held today between Trump, Carson, Cruz, Rubio, Bush, Kasich, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump gets 27% of the vote in North Dakota, Ted Cruz 19%, Marco Rubio 17%, Ben Carson 10%, Carson 4%, or Kasich 4%, rather. 27-19%. And Rubio, again, Cruz and Rubio in that real tight second-place race, and Carson in fourth, but Trump winning. Thought you'd want to know. John in Minot, who gets your vote on Super Tuesday?
Yeah, I like Cruz, but I would have to vote for any Republican that got nominated rather than taking a chance and let them Democrats take us further down the wrong track.
Smart man, John. Bob Bismarck, your vote.
Ted Cruz, Stingham, and actually Rubio was not one of the original eight. He came in 2 years afterwards. So that gentleman that said that a while back was wrong, but I just hope he gets there.
You like Rubio?
Well, I like Rubio other than his immigration stuff, but I love Ted Cruz. I think he's pretty much what we need to get us back on track.
And it's amazing how many people are Cruz, Rubio, Cruz, Rubio. Again, you tally those two, and it comes up many places to close to Trump, certainly in the North Dakota polling as well. But both of them being in the race right now pretty much gives Trump a lock on all this. But tonight will tell a lot.
Yep.
Bob, very good points. Thanks for the call. Scott and Mandan, tell me your vote. What's on your mind?
I'm not sure why everybody's afraid to tell you they're Trump supporters.
It is interesting. Right. It is interesting. Do you think they are just holding back? They don't want to say they're a Trump supporter? Do you think he's losing support here?
I honestly believe they are holding back. As for that lady that called in that said she'd vote for Hillary instead of Trump, and he should be on a late-night show. Well, look at the latest president. He's been on late-night Trump, that's for sure, except for his celebrity apprentice thing. But anyway, I think Trump would be a good president because I think we're looking at a business like is what we have to run our government like, and that's what he does, and he will bring in the right people to do so. The other two, Rubio Cruz, I like them both, but I don't see them, how they would run a campaign against Hillary. They always say that Trump gets trounced by Hillary, but I don't see them doing anything to combat what Trump is doing to them. I don't know how they would handle that against Hillary.
Yeah, what I worry about Cruz is I just think he'd be made out to be the Antichrist by her campaign and the media. And I like Ted Cruz, too. I think he's has the most solid, total conservative credentials in this race, bar none. To me, with Cruz, it's all about electability. I think Rubio is much more electable than either of the two. I just don't know enough about what Trump would do. And I also see a little bit of this luster coming off, and I wonder if that wouldn't happen in the general between now and November. James in Carrington, real quick, tell me your vote.
Well, I'd like to go for see Donald Trump get in there just to see a non-career politician in the mix and see what they could do. I think we need a different path than what we're on. All these career politicians keep getting in there, and nothing really ever changes except we go further in debt.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to hear him talk more about that debt. It ought to be job one. But, James, I think you speak for a lot of people that have gone to that side out of frustration. Appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. God bless you, folks.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property right issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.